Downloading.
Downloading.
Audio.
Nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to author Sean McDowell today at SOS Radio. He's a professor at Biola University in California, and he's an apologetics expert. Sean, how do we teach our kids about owning a Christ-centered worldview when they think that no one wants to hear about it?
It's a challenge. I mean, a lot of people feel like the beliefs that they've held are slipping away through their fingers with their kids and in the culture, and it's easy as Christians to operate out of fear, but the Bible says perfect love casts out fear, and part of love is knowing what we believe, why we believe it, ready to give our kids answers and engage the world around us.
Yeah, maybe a big part of that fear is us as parents sometimes realizing maybe my kids actually are smarter than I am, or maybe my kids are facing a world that's different than I grew up in. Like, how do you just cut through that to say truth is truth and let's have a discussion about it, kids?
Well, I think there's a couple components. Number one is just building relationships with your kids so you have the capital to speak into their lives. We can never replace the importance of spending time with our kids, and there's a sacrifice from that. I remember sitting in Starbucks one time working, and this father was there. I took my young son out for coffee, and he leaned over to me. He goes, you know, make sure you do this as often as you can with your kids, because I lost a lot of money spending time with my kids, but I don't regret it for half a second. I thought, what a great point. So spending time building relationships with our kids, and second, just teaching our kids truth, helping our kids see through the false ideas, the lies, and the faulty worldview that's in our culture that captures our kids. 2 Corinthians 10 talks about destroying faulty ideas and strongholds that stand in the way of the gospel. So we have to help our kids see through those lies that come through, whether it's TV shows, whether it's their friends sometimes, whether it's through the educational system, the world that we live in, help them think Christianly about it.
So what does a genuine Christian worldview look like in a world that doesn't exactly love specific truth?
Well, a worldview is basically a view of reality. It's really a perspective of the world and everything in it. So everybody has a worldview. It's impossible not to have a worldview, but not everybody understands their worldview, where their worldview came from. And many Christians, I would say, in fact, probably most Christians take more of their cues about what they believe from the culture they live in than from the scriptures itself without even realizing it. So what a worldview does, the reason it's so powerful, is Jesus said, you shall know the truth and the truth shall set you free. It's only when we align our ideas and beliefs and life with objective reality that we experience real freedom. It's no coincidence that Satan is the father of lies and truth brings freedom. So it's more important than ever that we help ourselves and our young people experience the freedom that comes through Christ.
Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We're about to get deep into the ideas of how a loving God can condemn people. We're talking about tolerance as well on SOS Radio. Actually, I've been having a conversation with Sean McDowell. He's an author. He's a professor in the apologetics department at Biola University. People who don't believe in Jesus always want to tell us, hey, we need to be more tolerant. Christians need to be more like Jesus. But the Bible doesn't actually tell us anywhere to be tolerant. It says we should be loving, though.
Oh my goodness, Jesus was very intolerant by today's standard. Matthew 19, he says, marriage is between one man and one woman in a committed relationship for life. And we should know that by looking at creation. Jesus spoke those words. Jesus, with a woman at the well, said, you should not be in these adulterous relationships. He lovingly called out her sin. Jesus would have been very intolerant by today's standard, but he knew that people needed love and they needed truth. And Paul did the same. In 1 Thessalonians 1:9, it says to the church in Thessalonica, we gave them the gospel and our very own lives. The formula is always love and truth, grace and truth.
And a part of that all goes back to what is sin. And everyone wants to point out, you know, how could a loving God send someone to hell? How could, like, finite little sins and things like that warrant eternal punishment? How have you grown to see that as you've grown in your faith?
Well, I don't think a loving God sends any good people to hell. That's because I don't think there's any good people. I think there's only one good person who ever lived. And ironically, he was put to death for everybody else's sin. You read Mark chapter 7, where Jesus talks about pride and lust and sloth coming from the heart. You read Romans chapter 3, and you just look at the history of mankind. It's pretty obvious that human nature is profoundly fallen. We're made in God's image. We have infinite value, but we're profoundly corrupted. And anybody who's honest and just looks at his or her heart knows that there's thoughts they wish they didn't have and they're ashamed of. So I think C.S. Lewis is right. He said in the end, there's two kinds of people. Those whom say to God, thy will be done, or those to whom God says, thy will be done. All who are in hell choose it. Now that sounds harsh, but I think C.S. Lewis is right, that God does give us free will. He gives us choice. Our nature is profoundly corrupted, and it's only through believing in Jesus Christ that we become a new creation and experience transformation.
Yeah, because we've got to own the fact that sin does separate us from a perfect God, but Jesus was the atonement for sin, and he did that out of his love for us.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.